You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. All right, I can't sing, but I am feeling good. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. It is Memorial Day weekend, and I am happy because I have had an opportunity to rest and relax, and I'm not even mad at Mother Nature for pouring on us all weekend, because I will tell you that this rain was exactly what I needed to keep me in the house, relaxing so that I can refuel and recharge my battery. Now, I know that there are many who look forward to Memorial Day weekend so they can be out there and enjoying the incredible weather, like, and all of that good stuff. And I get it, but I'm just saying, me personally, I am not mad because it really just forced me to stay home, because I will be honest, I had every intention of making the most of the long weekends. You know, I had spoken to my husband and I was like, you know, we really should think about making plans, you know, to go out, to take the kids out, you know, to do something. I had wanted to go to the New York Botanical Gardens. I also wanted to visit the Hip Hop Museum in the Bronx. But you know what? We can still do all those things any other weekend. And this weekend, I'm really grateful for the opportunity and for the gift of rest, right? Sometimes we have our own ideas of what we want to do, and then God steps in and says, you know what? Pause. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to do this. And as a result, you're going to do that. So if the rain put a damper on your Memorial Day weekend, I'm sorry. But I hope that you were still able to utilize that time to do something just for yourself, to do things that spark joy. And you all know that I am always talking about being intentional with creating joy in your life, being intentional about doing things that bring happiness. You know, so when you find yourself in those moments where you have had like an incredible day and you just, you know, you lay your head at night and you reflect on your day and you're like, wow, I had a really good day. Jot that down, right? Make a point to list all of the things and experiences that bring you the most joy and happiness, and then become intentional about curating more of those experiences in your life. You know, we spend so much of our time just going with the flow and letting things happen. And when we do that, we are not in control of our lives. And so then we find ourselves just reacting to situations. But when you start becoming intentional about how you spend your time and who you spend your time with, you then control the narrative of your life. You then control the kinds of experiences that you want to have. So if you want to have more happy moments, more joyful moments, be aware of the things and experiences that bring you joy, that bring you happiness, and then start to plan more of those things. So I did a lot of that. I did a lot of relaxing. I caught up on a couple of episodes of Inyana Fix My Life. You know, I actually love that show because I feel like she's just so like authentic in who she is. There's no BS when it comes to Inyala. Like, she gives it to you raw. Like, she'll let you know, beloved, not on my watch. Like, if you haven't seen an episode, I encourage you to watch. This has actually been, I think, the last season
of that show. Like, it's no longer going to be on the air. But I particularly wanted to watch the farewell episodes because I had an opportunity this past week to interview Denora Dr. D. Nieves on the 100 Hispanic Women IG Live, you know, and Dr. D, she worked as a coaching consultant on Iyanla Fix My Life for the past 5 seasons. And so it was really great to just see her on there talking about what that experience was like for her, what it felt like to be amongst, you know, working with a group of women. She talked about how it really surprised her, the sisterhood that developed as a result of that work. But the IG Live was so good. She shared so many like great insights on the importance of setting boundaries in our lives. She spoke specifically on the Latino culture and how our culture doesn't traditionally teach us how to set up boundaries, because we're taught, you know, that family is everything. We're taught, you know, to kind of sacrifice our own needs and wants for our family, to make sure that our families are taken care of. So it was a really, really great conversation. If you didn't get an opportunity to watch it, I encourage you to go listen. This woman, you know, she is incredibly brilliant. She's a PhD. She's worked as a mediator. She's worked as a university professor. She has just recently launched a 4-week course, Happy Thinking for High Achievers, you know, so she is absolutely credentialed and qualified to discuss all of the things that she talks about. And I love talking to women like her because it heightens my own like passion and purpose for doing, you know, the work that I do, you know, making sure that we're focusing on always constantly improving ourselves, right? Because one thing that we know is that everything starts and ends with us. Like our lives, the experiences that we have, all of it starts with who we are, how self-aware we are, how well we know ourselves, how well we do with setting boundaries and advocating for ourselves. And unfortunately, we have not always been given the tools or the resources to adequately really know who we are, you know. And without knowing who we are, it's really difficult to create a life that is fulfilling, a life that is filled with happiness, because until we know who we are, until we know what we want, until we know what makes us happy, we will walk around, you know, in life chasing things that others say we should be chasing, living a life that is based on societal standards and norms, you know. And so for me, this is why I'm so passionate about doing this work. This is why I'm so adamant about having the women that I work with really do the self-reflective internal hard work that is necessary to understand who we are, how we got to where we are, and how our thinking and behaviors contribute to some of the unhealthy, unproductive things that we do day in and day out. So I just wanted to, you know, let you guys know that IG Live is out there. I also did an Instagram Live this week where I specifically discussed how self-awareness and self-reflection are the key components for self-improvement. So if you missed it, head on over to my Instagram. I saved it on my newsfeed. I promise you it is worth the 61 minutes. So even if you can't watch it, let it play in the background and just listen. listen to the words so that you can start to apply it to your own life. And, you know, for this week, for this week's podcast, I want to discuss along the same vein of, you know, self-improvement, personal development, preparing for the blessing. Preparing for the blessing and what that means. What that means for you as an individual, for, you know, the things that you are praying for, you know, how are you preparing yourself to receive that blessing so that when it arrives, you can steward it properly. That's what we're going to talk about when I get back from this break. Make sure you have a pen and paper because I am going to be sharing some gems with you that you are going to want to write down. If you are serious about getting your life together, about really improving yourself so that you can step into who God has called you to be in this season, make sure that you return and we're going to get right into it after this break.
Hello, my name is Avery. You are listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show. Make sure to subscribe and leave a comment if you're new. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for rocking with me. I got Maluma here in the background playing, but let me lower this because we do not want to get cited for copyrights. You know how they do in these streets. So we are back. This week, I'm talking about preparing for the blessing. Now, before I get into the actual word that I want to share, I want to share a story with you about when I first started driving, right? I think I was, maybe I was 17, 18 when lies. Because I remember when I first got my license, I had just started dating Lamar. And I started dating Lamar when I was 19. Okay, so I was 19. And when I first had applied for my driver's license, like to take the driver's test, I remember that I did that. I applied to take the test without having taken any real driving lessons, right? I don't know what made me think that I could fool my way through a driving test, right? Crazy. Anyway, that was what I did. I had got my permit. I might have taken two lessons, like not a lot. Like I will tell you, like I was not a driver. I did not know how to drive, but yet I went and I applied to take the driving test and I went and I took the test and guess what? I failed, right? I failed the test because you cannot BS your way through a driver's test, right? You either know how to drive or you don't. And so for me, what happened, right? I was not prepared. I was not prepared, and so I failed the driver's test. And that happens all the time, right? How many times maybe when you were in school, you know, the teacher gives a test, and you think that you're going to BS your way through the test, right? Because you didn't study. You figure you're going to go in there, you're going to wing it. Maybe you took really good notes during the class. Maybe you think you know that, you know, the answers that are going to be on the test, but then you sit. And you get the test in front of your face and you're like, oh, snap, I don't know these questions, right? And then you fail, right? You fail because of lack of preparation. And so I say all that to say that so much of that applies in our lives as we start to grow and navigate through different experiences, right? So often we want God to bless us with certain things, but we are not really prepared to receive the blessing that were asking for, right? So there was no way that I could have received the blessing of my driver's license without really being prepared to receive it, right? And let's just say that for whatever reason I would have gotten my driver's license when I myself knew that I wasn't prepared to drive on the streets, where I knew I wasn't really equipped because I didn't know how to really drive. Imagine if I would have received the license anyway, and now there is an unqualified driver out in the streets. Like, so many things could happen. I could get into an accident. I could hurt myself. I could injure somebody else. You know, worst case scenario, kill someone, right? These are things that possibly could have happened if I received the blessing before I was prepared for it. And so much of this applies in our own lives. Too often, we blindly ask for things without thinking about the consequence of receiving said thing before we're really prepared, you know, to receive it. And earlier this week, I also did an Instagram live where I talked a little bit about, you know, about this, about receiving blessings that we're not prepared for. And so often we don't prepare because we're not willing to put in the work that is necessary to receive the blessing that we're asking for. Let me give you an example. You know, and this is the example that I shared on my Instagram. You know, so many of us, you know, we're praying maybe for a better relationship with our partners, or maybe we're praying to find a partner who has certain qualities. And yet, when we look at ourselves, we don't have any of the qualities that we want our partner or prospective partner to have, right? So in that case, I ask you, look at yourself, right? Make a list of the qualities that you're looking for in a prospective partner. Look at the qualities that you want maybe the partner you currently have to possess, and then ask yourself, do I possess these qualities, right? If you are asking to have a partner that is patient, that is understanding, that is a great communicator, that is honest, that is trustworthy, that is loyal, that is going to put you first, right? These are the things, these may be the things that you have on your list for what would make an ideal partner for you. These are the qualities you're looking for. But how many of those qualities can you check off and say that you have? Because it's really hard to demand or expect from others that which we don't have ourselves. Because you know what's going to happen? If you have this checklist of things that you want in a person and God sends you this person and you yourself are not there and don't possess these things, you and that person are not going to last, right? Because that person has prepared themselves to receive, to partner with a person who also has those things, right? Because you can't communicate well if the other person you're communicating with is not a good communicator. So you have to be mindful of how you factor into the blessing that you are asking for. I will give you another example. So often we are praying to God for financial blessings, right? We want more money. We want a job that gives us more money. We can earn a bigger salary. But I will tell you that if you are bad at managing your money right now, whatever your salary is, whatever money you have right now, you are not automatically going to become a better money manager just because your income increases, right? So I would encourage you to start asking yourself the questions right now. How good am I at stewarding and handling the money that comes into my hands right now? How good are you with budgeting, right? Do you spend money that you don't have? Would you rather treat yourself to a fancy vacation than pay your bills? Are you late in paying your bills, right? Like, yeah, you have to ask yourself these questions, because chances are, even if you get more money, you are still going to have these same bad habits, right? And so what happens is, if you receive the blessing before you're prepared for it, you are going to mishandle it. You're going to squander it. Even worse, God might take it away from you because you don't know what the heck you're doing with the blessing that He has given you. So the question then becomes, if I know I want a financial blessing, what can I start doing right now so that when that blessing comes, I don't mishandle it? Right? How is it that you can start getting right now with your finances? That is what you need to do. You need to start preparing right now, right? And you know what, how the saying goes, right? If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And because every episode, I like to tie some of what I'm talking about to the Bible, because the Bible has the answer for all of life's problems. And if I would have known this years ago, I promise you, I would have been reading this Bible years ago. But in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, right? It's the parable of the 10 virgins. And this parable talks about 10 women. 5 of them were ready. 5 of them were not. Right? 5 were prepared. The other 5, they were scrounging around trying to get ready. And in the trying to get ready, they missed their opportunity. Right? So let me read to you really quickly the parable of the 10 virgins. Matthew 25. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. The bridegroom, aka, is Jesus. Right? 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, right? He was taking a minute to arrive, to show up. So they all got tired and they fell asleep. And I'm paraphrasing here. This is not how it's written in the Bible. But they got drowsy. They fell asleep. When midnight came, somebody cried out, "He is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." So all the virgins woke up and they trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Let me get some of your oil. Our lights are going out. Our lamps are going out. We don't have enough oil to keep the lights, you know, in our lamps burning." So the wise ones were like, "Nah, there's not going to be enough, you know, for to light both my lamp and your lamp." So they wasn't trying to share their oil. So they tell them, "Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." Now, while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrives, right? The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and then the door was shut. Later, the other ones, the ones that had to go buy the oil, arrive, and they say, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he replies, "I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour," right? That's in the Bible. And that line is really saying you have to stay ready. You have to be ready so that when the blessing comes, you are prepared and ready to receive it, right? And so when we think about our own lives, so often we spend it, you know, focusing on things that don't really matter. We want the success, we want the glory, we want the accolades, we want all of that, but we are not willing to put in the work that is necessary to effectively manage that blessing when it arrives. You know, and so just like you know, the virgins in this parable, five of them lost their opportunity to be with Jesus because they weren't ready. They were sitting around just waiting, expecting for the other five, you know, to share their oil with them. But those five was like, nah, I'm not sharing. Like, I'm ready, I'm prepared, and I'm not going to share with you because then it might not be enough. You know, and so when we think about this fundamental principle of stewardship, it applies to so many different things, right? Because one thing is that it speaks to responsibility and diligence, like in general, with anything that happens in the world, with any blessing that we receive, right? It's about how responsible and diligent are we going to be with the blessings that God bestows upon us, right? And if we are not prepared, then we are not going to be able to effectively manage that blessing, right? So when God blesses us with certain things, He is going to demand an account for how we manage them, right? And it's if you can't effectively manage what He has given you, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. And, you know, and when I think about this principle, you know, I know someone who was blessed with a beautiful home, like literally given a home worth over $700,000, like given. This person did not have to put any money into the house. There was no down payment on behalf of this person. Had, like, this person was given this beautiful home. And in the receipt of this blessing, all this person could do was complain about how big the house was and about how often they had to clean this big house. And instead of being grateful for the blessing, right, because they were never really prepared to receive it in the first place, what ended up happening was that this person ended up losing the house, right? And they now find themselves in a one-bedroom apartment, no backyard, no space, none of the things that they complained about when they had, you know, this beautiful home. And I say all that to say that when we receive blessings and gifts that we are not really ready to receive, God has a way of taking it away from us. And so I don't know where you are in your current journey, but I would invite you to really be introspective. I would invite you to start doing some self-reflection work and really ask yourself, am I ready to receive the blessing that I'm asking for? If you were given this blessing tomorrow, would you be prepared to handle it correctly, to manage it, to steward it in the way that God would intend for you to manage that blessing? Every minute of every day, we are given the opportunity to make the most of the time and resources we are given. And to squander those opportunities is to show God that we are not ready for them. And so it's wise that we pause for a minute and really reflect on what we are asking for. Because what you don't want to happen is that you receive a blessing that you're not ready for and then you lose it. So I hope that this episode shed some insight. I hope that it sparked a new way of thinking for you, so that as you continue to develop yourself, increase your self-awareness, and increase your own self-improvement, that you understand and recognize that everything starts and ends with you. You are the captain of your ship. You are the driver in the driver's seat, and only you have the control as to the kind of life you're going to live and the experiences you are going to have. If there's something in your life that you are not happy with, only you have the power to change it. Ask God for the strength to change it. Ask God for the foresight so that you can see what it is that you need to change, and that He gives you the courage to actually take action and move. Thank you for tuning in. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe, leave a rating, leave a comment, and share with your networks. You never know who's going to need this word this week. So until next time, mi gente, love yourself, love each other, and go out there and crush your goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show. I hope you enjoyed spending your time. Bye.